We have a little tea from Salt's wedding over the weekend that we have to get to.
It was the best day ever.
It really was a beautiful ceremony. Salt will be back tomorrow, and we'll get into all the particulars of what it was like from his perspective. But something happened at this wedding reception, and I had no idea that it was going on.
Same.
Apparently, Salt and his wife, Sarah, invited one particular dude who was like third string guy specifically because he wanted you to meet him, Annie.
Which is so nice of him, but I wish maybe he gave me a little heads up.
I'm glad he didn't, because I feel like, although it was really forced,
yeah,
at the end you were very natural.
Absolutely, because he was so cool, but I've never been set up before, so I was like extremely nervous.
And everyone was watching.
And I felt like my parents were babysitting me the
entire
time.
Popcorn was popped.
Carson's like zooming in on us.
I have pictures and video of the first time they were talking. Yes, Annie twirling her hair. I mean, this picture, it looks like a movie poster in the beginning of a rom-com where they end up married with three kids living somewhere in the burbs. So now I have this guy's sister on the phone right now.
Awesome.
Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Dana.
So it turns out, Dana is our promotions director here at the radio station, yes. And this is her brother. Now, Dana,
yep.
did you know that Salt invited your brother specifically for the purpose of meeting Annie?
Kind of. Not specifically, but I know that we had talked about before that, you know, we're like, we want to introduce them. We feel like it'd be a great fit. So kind of was like the stars aligned, you know?
Yeah, Salt walked up to me at one point after they've sort of already met or whatever, and everybody was tittering about it. And he goes, it's the reason I invited him, you know. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. He was all about it. He loved Nick too, so he was all about it.
Okay, so have you heard anything from your brother Dana about Annie since the wedding on Saturday?
Well, I was with him all day yesterday, so no, he's into Annie. He and Annie, I think, gelled
a
little
bit.
I don't know, Annie, what do you think?
I'm so red right now.
I'll tell you what she said. So when she the next morning, I was like, hi, honey, time to go. And she was like, he's just the nicest kid. I'm not used to nice kids.
Why do you call him a kid? He's like, he's older than you.
I call everyone a kid.
Okay.
So I said, this is something you need to get out of your head right away. You can't already be looking for the other shoe to drop. It's what we do as women. We wait.
Yeah.
However, Annie had the best line ever. Annie, will you please reenact what happened?
We're getting along awesome, like literally checking all the boxes. And he's like, yeah, you know, my roommate and I have two cats. And I was like, you know, we had a good run. And I started to walk away because I can't do the cats. I just can't.
So you're out now because he has cats?
No, it was just a great line.
Okay.
And just turned around and came back. And, you know, and they've texted a couple of times since then, and they're adorable texts.
Oh, God.
I know. We're all standing it.
This is the meet cute. This is it.
This is what we tell the grandkids, Carson.
Yes.
The poor kid is never going to speak to me again because we just blasted him on.
He knew it was coming. He listens
He's like,
to
I'm
the
not
show.
Dealing with that girl. She's crazy.
All right.
Oh God,
so, Dana, does Annie get the approval from your family?
100%
right
of approval.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for this.
All I want to be is in that family.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you for getting up so early.
Their
parents were dancing harder than I was.
Oh my God.
Her dad didn't take off sunglasses on? Or was that the Idens?
No, that's a different one. But still, they are the best family.
No, they are the nicest family. Although I feel like they're all blonde hair, blue eyed, and you look like you're like dark hair, dark eyes.
Yes, but they would make beautiful babies.
A little spice in his life. Why not?
Have you guys made a date?
Not yet.
It's coming, Carson. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because he said he definitely wants to see her. I saw the text messages.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.